Sure.
Welcome to Conversations on the State of Healthcare, brought to you by the North Carolina Healthcare Association. I'm your host, Mike Davis, and today we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas. That's a powerful initiative from the Duke Endowment that supports community-based coalitions across the Carolinas working together to improve health. Here in North Carolina, coalitions receive implementation assistance and data and evaluation support from the North Carolina Healthcare Foundation. That's the charitable nonprofit arm of NCHA, our show's sponsor. Since 2015, Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas, or HPHC, has empowered 19 coalitions in North Carolina, bringing together public health, hospitals, schools, churches, businesses, and residents to tackle issues like obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. One of those coalitions is Healthy Together Cleveland, and joining me now is Jordan Fry. She's Program and Project Coordinator with Healthy Together Cleveland. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. We're super proud to be part of a movement that's making health and wellness more accessible across our community.
Tell me, Jordan, HPHC is all about collaboration. What does that look like in Cleveland County?
Basically, it means everybody's at the table. Healthcare providers like Atrium Health, the county's health department, our food pantries, our school systems, colleges, cooperative extension, farmers markets, but most importantly, our residents. Everybody has a role to play, and Healthy Together Cleveland acts as the connector, aligning efforts so that we're not working in silos, but we are moving together forward.
And I understand that shared approach has led to some pretty impressive outcomes. Let's talk about the work in Kingstown, North Carolina. It's a great example of these ideas in action. Tell me about that.
Sure. Kingstown's a small town with a rich history, yet it has always faced challenges due to limited access and resources and support. So over the past couple of years, we've built a strong partnership with the town of Kingstown, Atrium Health, and other community stakeholders to help address some of those gaps. As an example, Atrium Health brought virtual care services to the town hall, making it easier for residents to access health care without the burden of travel. Another key initiative was the forming of Kingstown Community Engagement Group. It's a fully resident-led team that identifies priorities, shapes the vision, and leads projects from start to finish. So we've worked together to improve sidewalks, install better lighting, and build a park shelter. And these enhancements may seem a little modest, but significantly improve safety, encourage physical activity, and strengthen community connections. So what makes this work truly meaningful is that it's driven by the people who live there in Kingstown. The leadership and ownership shown by this community engagement group ensure that every step forward reflects what the community's voice shares, their values, and their vision for what the future should hold.
That's really cool. And another thing that I hear about is food access. Tell me what's happening there.
Oh, yes, food access. Food insecurity affects 1 in 6 people in our community. So that equates to about 16,980 individuals. So in response, we've expanded community gardens, we've supported agricultural workshops, and we've partnered with the expanded food and nutrition program to equip families with the skills to prepare healthy meals and stretch their food budget dollars. That impact's been pretty significant. Just since January this year, 225 youth have participated and completed the program, which is 180% of the target, along with 29 adults, which is 106% of our goal. But most importantly, we've seen real behavior change. Adults are eating healthier, staying more active, and managing food resources more effectively. Our youth are also improving their diets and food safety habits. But another thing we've launched is a SNAP incentive program at the Foothills Farmers Market, similar to the Double Up Food Bucks program. So when participants use their benefits at the market to buy fresh produce, they receive a dollar-for-dollar match up to $10 for each market visit. Since early 2024, SNAP usage has grown from 3 users a month to over 40 a month just this summer. So these numbers reflect more than just participation. They represent real progress toward a healthier, more food secure community.
Jordan, tell me about some other strategies the coalition has implemented to ensure access to nutritious food.
So one of our major partners, Washington Outreach Ministry, is our primary food distribution hub for Cleveland County. They feed over 15,000 people each month, and through that, they also support 17 local food pantries. They've recently earned a health food pantry certification, a recognition of their commitment to offering and distributing more nutritious, healthy food choices. So to better serve the community, they've also expanded their facility to increase food storage capacity. And another exciting initiative involves connecting local community gardens with food pantries across the county, ensuring that fresh produce is not wasted and healthier choices are available to those in need. And as food prices continue to rise, so do the funding needs to provide and distribute fresh foods. Things like fresh produce, meat, dairy, and eggs, making community support more is this all of this makes community support even more important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that is what has sparked your new Everyone Eats campaign. What is that?
Yeah, exactly. So we've launched an Everyone Eats campaign in July in partnership with the Healthcare Foundation of Cleveland County. And this campaign is both a call for financial support for access to fresh produce, meat, dairy, and eggs, and also an effort to raise awareness about the urgent and growing need for food assistance in our community. The vision for Everyone Eats is really to provide a long-term, sustainable commitment to ensuring families have access to food. So our goal is to raise $400,000 by the end of December, and we're inviting everybody to be a part of the solution, whether it's through a donation, whether it's through sharing the information through our campaign on social media, whether it's volunteering at a local food pantry or joining a community garden group, or just joining the coalition as a whole to help us build a local food system in Cleveland County. Every action, no matter what it is, will help us make sure that everyone eats.
That's terrific. How can listeners right now help?
That's the easy part. They can just go to healthytogethercleveland.org, which is our website where they can make a donation, learn more about the coalition, look at volunteer opportunities and where needs are. But every contribution, no matter the size, will help us make a huge difference.
Well, that is terrific, Jordan. Neighbors Helping Neighbors really captures the spirit of Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas. Over the past decade, this initiative's proven that real change starts locally when community members, organizations, and leaders come together with a shared purpose to achieve collective impact. Now, if this story has moved you, share it and help spread the word about the power of community-led health change across the Carolinas. And I'd also encourage you to take action by supporting your local food bank or other community groups addressing food insecurity with your donations or by volunteering. With federal cuts affecting access to food for those in need, you can help to make sure no one goes hungry in your community. I'm Mike Davis. I want to thank Jordan Fry for joining me today. Jordan, thank you so much. This has been terrific learning about Healthy Together Cleveland.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And thanks for tuning in to Conversations on the State of Healthcare. To learn more about how hospitals support the health of their communities, visit nchealthcare.org. That's nchealthcare.org.